Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Special services. I was talking to somebody and I said, hey, what word should I sneak into the show? And they're like, bet you can't do special services. Boom, done. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, I'm looking last time he was on. It was 2011. That's crazy. I have show notes. It's stupid crazy.
That's bananas.
Meanwhile, I've been talking to him regularly.
That's literally fruit.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, Tim Diamond. Oh boy,
it's me. I'm back.
How you doing, Tim?
Same as always.
Tim couldn't be on because he worked. He produced.
He associate produced.
Every time we hung out, he said he produced. Interesting.
Well, it's part of the production
you
team.
You weren't someone I was trying to impress.
Fox Red Eye, the Fox News channel, has the middle of the night show where liberals, quite frank, it's liberal comedians come on and not have to sell their soul.
Had on.
It recently canceled and now we can talk. No. Tim was always funny with this job because he would say to me, like, oh, I'm producing a Fox News. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, I can't tell you anything else. And I'm like, I didn't ask. No. He's like, okay, things happen there. I can't tell you. I'm like, are you and Roger Ailes fucking people? Like, what are you? You're not saying nothing. He's like, please don't tell people. Tell people what? You didn't say nothing.
You guys were doing one of those routines.
Yeah.
Who's on first?
But now, of course, you can spill the beans. Is it true that
Roger Ailes is a good guy?
Roger Ailes is a good guy.
He's never met him.
Never met him?
Never met him.
You're not his type.
Right. No one knew me there.
Yeah.
There. We're picturing Tim like walking around like, hey, Roger.
It was like any other job I had where I just get called Paul or Ryan.
Did you ever pass Bill O'Reilly?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Did he seem okay? No, not that he fucked these women or whatever. Or I give him a hard time, let's say. Did you ever pass him in the hallway?
And
did,
I passed him
seem,
in the hallway.
Did he seem like an okay guy?
Said hello. That's it. That's literally the only interaction I've had.
I'll be Tim. You be him, okay?
Nope.
We're passing each other.
All right.
Okay. That's it.
That's good. I felt like he was here. That was really good.
It would be funny. Like, he's like, I don't want to tell you, buddy. He took me into the side room. He's like, listen to these chicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at what I got.
Tim, of course, won. Was it one CAC awards? Or
two.
Multiple. Multiple.
Two CACs.
One I know was for the best song.
Yep.
Right?
It's for the Harry Potter rap.
Harry Potter rap. May I ask for two lines of Voldemort? I love your impressions.
I'm trying to think of my favorite one.
What do you use?
You simply cannot win. I spread your girlfriend's legs and slither in, you dig. Ginny's digging me while you dig a ditch for that dick diggery.
So you still got it. Were you nervous not doing stand-up and working on a talk show?
Because
now you're doing stand-up.
I was nervous getting back into stand-up that I wouldn't have the same muscles. Like, right. My muscles would be weak. I'd be rusty.
And how is it?
Going great so far.
Because I'll tell you, I saw Tim recently with along with Kay Weinberg. Tim was fucking fantastic. Tim is so funny. And Tim's playing it cool here, but he's an egotist. He is a big head. I don't want to add to it, but goddamn, you're fantastic.
You can't really add to it.
What's it like when you guys hang out? Is it like this exactly?
So here's what Chemda's asking, because you know, I think it's the way guys hang out. Period. Where I'll come home and my wife will say, "So what do you guys talk about?" I'll be like, "Yeah, I don't know." She's like, "Tim took you to another after hours place at 6 a.m. You don't know?" I'm like, well, "I don't know. We yapped. We had fun. I don't know."
Yeah. What's happening? I think I remember. Yeah, you would hang out with people for hours, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, what's happening with their sister last time?" Blah blah blah. And he's like, "Their sister."
I hung out with somebody, and they were getting a divorce. And I come back home. It's like, "How's the divorce going?" Fair question. I'm like, I didn't think to ask. Yeah.
No, you just talk topics,
right?
Like, what do you think of this thing currently going on?
Right.
It's literally like we probably had like a 2 or 3 year gap, and then it was like, nope, we're still right on the same page.
Right.
You guys just open the newspaper and go, huh? How about that?
Right. And then he'll tell me the clever joke that was too smart or too dirty that Fox didn't let him get through. And then That's we're talking fun. About whatever. Are you, now that you left, are you drinking too much? Because you don't necessarily have purpose?
By whose standards?
By the standards of a person that can show me 17 after hour spots.
No, I'm just a great customer.
Okay.
Also, I used to, when I worked, I would, my day started at 2.
Mm. Right.
I worked till 10. So I would get home at 11. So after hours isn't that ridiculous.
I see.
It's still ridiculous.
We hung out not too long ago, and I don't remember how it came up. Do you remember? Where it's 5 in the morning, some song is playing. Tim says something clever to the bartender. The woman comes behind the bar, and they start dancing. And then the woman says, well, come on, dip me. Dip.
At 5 in the morning, dip me.
No. Right. And so
we started waltzing to the song that was in 4/4.
And both of you thought that was a good idea.
It was, and I think he said that. He's like, oh, 4/4. Like, he knows that's his favorite dancing, 4/4.
No. So waltz is in 3/3.
Yeah, right.
I was not even properly dancing from the start.
Okay. So he's doing a fake 5 a.m. waltz, you know. So
he's doing the tango, she's doing the waltz.
Next thing you know,
my head is spinning.
His head's spinning, and they start dancing. She said, dip me. And I overhear this. I'm like, no. I'm not saying we're not sitting next to Casanova, but there's something that's telling me he's not practicing. Because he's a shy guy, Tim is. And he's
like, and you've seen my arms.
So I don't know how I didn't see how the dip started. Oh, I don't know if she was going with it or she just trusted you completely. Her head smacked into fucking 3 stools. And that kind of fall where, you know, they're both struggling. So you're really going in a circle. It's just knocking over dominoes.
Oh, my God.
To be fair.
Yes, let's be fair.
It was me who fell on her. So, like, it could have been worse.
Oh. How could it have been worse?
It could have been anyone other than me that didn't feel like a feather upon them.
And then she goes back behind the bar and she shrugs it off, but you can tell her face is like, it is my fault. You did warn me it was in 4/4.
No, that had nothing to do with it. It was all my upper body strength and the fact that I couldn't stand up straight.
Have you dipped someone since?
No.
Do you practice at home?
Will never.
Okay. Do you practice at home with like brooms? Like, I could have done this. Fuck.
Oh, I can dip a broom. That I can handle.
That you can handle. Right. Hey-o.
Yeah, no, I scraped up my knee. I'm pretty sure. Like, I felt awful.
Yeah.
I felt horrified. And then she got me more shots. I'm a charming fellow.
Well, everyone's trying to forget that moment. I think shots would do it. Right.
No, she's a sassy Irish woman. That calls me an idiot to my
face. Will Tim ever find love?
No.
Like in general or from a female?
Will he find infatuation and scare her off? Yes. Yes, he will do that a bunch more.
Are you a weirdo, like texting or calling? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Do you always scare him off?
Usually.
You know what Tim told me?
Oh, my God.
He dated Libby, and I don't know how it came up. If you know, tell me. And it comes up, and I go, and I don't know how it came up, but I said, oh, you know, Libby's sober now. And Tim went, oh, yeah, I did that. I made that happen.
I'm really good at what I do.
Wait, did what?
I make people re-question their lives. But they're like, all right, Tim, you are my rock bottom. There is only up from here.
Oh, I don't think she felt that bad about dating you.
I know. I'm just making it all my responsibility and fault.
Dating me is everyone's rock bottom. It doesn't surprise him that somebody stopped drinking after they saw him.
Four women
got sober.
Married the next man they dated after me.
I mean, definitely Libby was not one of those. No. But wait, but what is that like? You think
I am the stupid rom-com boyfriend that pretends to have emotions, and they're like, okay, that's not what I want. I want a real man. I want like a half asshole. I like that will ignore me, but like still support my kids.
I like the quirky Voldemort, but I'm going to need somebody that can dip me.
I don't think anyone can dip.
I want a half asshole. Why do you guys think you're not half assholes?
Because I go from overly sweet to just whiny bitch. Like, I have no in between.
Because what? Because once they're comfortable with you, you're like, okay, I can be a baby now.
No, because I genuinely, when I feel happy, I am a completely different person. Then they dump me, and then I do all the bitchy shit and want to burn everything to the ground. Normal people stuff.
You think the women that date you, once you get happy, they hate your personality?
I think it's too much. It's too sappy. Way too sappy.
Oh, really? Like what? Like on the third date, if you're happy, then you're just like, yay, you?
Like if, say, it's a Valentine's Day and I know you work at a bar and I sneak in before the night before and hide Valentine's in the cash register for you to find him in the till the next day.
That's cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that like every day.
And you she's think like, I'm not working today. My boss opened the till.
Wait, but that's
she
why
she was sad. I drew a picture of the dwarf with a light bulb and said, "Think happy thoughts."
Wait,
I
who
do
is
that kind of bullshit all the time.
So somebody hated that you did that.
But he's doing it all the time, yeah. And he's finding out where you live and doing it at your parents' house. You're watching your parents die from cancer. He's throwing cards under the door.
Oh yeah, because they have parents. That's fucked up.
By the way, Tim's one of these guys that if there's even a hint of a dead relative, he throws out his dead relatives. Mm. And then, but nowadays everybody's getting older and they're like, yeah, I lost both my parents. What? And he's like, fuck, can I not use this card anymore?
I can always use that card.
Okay.
That card's the best card.
How many parents?
One.
Your dad?
Yep.
And he was the one.
Yeah. Pretty sure. Let me check. Yep. Nope. Still him. Still him.
What was his...
They didn't do like a Freaky Friday trade places with the afterlife.
He had a favorite beer, right? It was a Coors Light, and you drink a Coors Light on his death day?
Miller Light. Yeah.
And it was you and your brother died?
No.
Okay. He was saving you and your brother.
He was saving my brother.
Brother from drowning, and he drowned.
Brother and sister were...
And you drowning, and yeah. You were just smoking a cigarette laughing at the whole thing.
Yes,
and
at the age of two.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Is like, yeah.
Hey, grow up quick.
My
just
father
looking at the sunset on the beach.
My father died when I was two, so now I have to drink a beer for him once I turn 21 every year, and that's why Tim can't get sober. His right. dad died at right. two, so
I'm trying to get my life together, but every year I got to give the chip back.
It's the old saying, you know, buy your son a drink on his birthday, he'll drink for a night. Die on your son's birthday, he will drink for a lifetime.
The number 10 movie, by the way, I know this number sounds 10. Like I'm jumping in the top 10 of the weekend, is Beauty and the Beast. Do you know anything about Beauty and the Beast, Tim?
I have not seen this new one because the voices are different and I refuse to hear songs with different voices. Because
you can already do the voices?
Yes, I do all the opening by myself.
Do you really?
That one, but you've read it twice.
Look, there's a girl that goes so peculiar.
She's quirky because she tries to read.
Mademoiselle, it is one of the most rival great old pleasure.
She just wants to read books, but the whole town doesn't read books. Somehow there's a library, but she's a dork because she wants to go in the library.
Tale is out is time. Tune is out is song.
Yeah, no, women reading is the worst thing that can happen in a town.
Right. Don't they understand they just need to let their ponytail down?
Right. The beast takes out the ponytail, like, fine. And she's like, I didn't know this is comfortable. The guide. It's like, he's a monster. No, he taught me a book. I can have all the books. That's what got her wet. If you remember, she's stuck in the castle, and he goes, here's the library. Mm-hmm. She's like, all the books. You kidnapped my father, but all the books. And that's you kept me as a prisoner, but all the
Stockholm
books.
Syndrome.
Right.
It is you keep them, you punish them, and then you reward them with a plate of food one day.
He never looked like a bad, obviously I brought this up just to get Tim's literal impressions, but the beast is never ugly. He's not that ugly.
Oh yeah, if a woman looked like that, you'd be way into it.
You know what?
He's not that ugly.
They would thin the face, but yeah, it'd be the same kind of thing. It's like, if you're a beast, you're not that fucking ugly. Do you remember when it was a TV show, the beast wasn't that fucking ugly? Curse is, you're going to be fucking a god animal. Oh, that's some curse.
The TV, he looked like Robert Davi.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, no. It's like an Island of Dr. Moreau weird mashup.
Would you say that maybe their point is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
Yeah, we all beholded him just fine. Or we're going to vomit. You know, it's a two-hour movie. He looks fine.
No, everything in that place that danced was a human. He just had a whole bunch of slaves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just making his food.
And happy about it, too.
Yeah.
We miss serving. Please let us serve you.
Right, they love to serve.
Be our guest.
Oh, it's the best song.
Life is unnerving for a servant who's not serving.
Oh, yeah. You know how, like, when you got off your waiter shift, you're like, oh, what do I do now? I can't get anyone a milkshake, and then they want to throw it in my face because it's not thick. They ask for thick.
You shouldn't trust Keith with milkshakes ever.
That's true. Hemda and I were, we knew somebody, and the guy was saying, and he had a regular job, let's say, not being a waiter. And he's like, saying to me, you love being a waiter, right? I'm like, you're fucking with me. No, I hate it. He's like, well, I love it. I love serving people. Like, if there's a barbecue, it's fun. I love it. I'm like, do you see the difference? He's like, no, I can even imagine doing it in a restaurant. People want something. You get to give it to them. I'm like, get the fuck out of town.
There are job openings, sir.
Right. And then I know he also got mad at me because I would not look into Broadway shows. And he recommended many that I would like. And then we never talked again. I'll remind you later. His name's not coming to me now, and I'm glad. But he's like, you would love this. I'm like, I know I won't. What? At least look into it. I'm like, looking into it is $250. I'm not looking into it. He's like, fuck you. Why do you do this? Do what? Not like you don't like serving people and you hate Broadway.
This is what a lot of women's perspective is from a guy asking them out. Like, why don't you want to go to Broadway? I feel like we're just not vibing like that. Well, I spent $250 on the ticket. Well, I just don't. It's just not my interest. What, are you not cultured?
Right.
Oh. Fine, you're ugly anyway. And the beast is prettier.
Tim stopped smoking weed. Is this true, Tim?
Yeah.
And? How's it going?
Fine.
You switched to cigarettes. That's better.
No, I was always the cigarettes.
Right. What made you stop smoking weed?
In case I had to piss clean.
Oh, okay. All right. You hear that? NBC is ready. And by the way, he doesn't tell tales about Bill O'Reilly, if you notice. So you're ready for work.
No, but once I stopped smoking, then I realized that the only people, especially now that I wasn't doing stand-up, the only people who smoked around me were just dumb and annoying when they got high.
Right.
And it was just like, oh, yeah. Don't need it.
All right.
If it's around, like and there's like a puff. If you went out for me right now, I would go for it. That's what I'm talking about.
This is some Quentin.
But
I quit heroin. But if anybody in the room has it.
It sounds like you quit buying it.
Right.
No, I've taken maybe like 3 or 4 hits in the past like 3 years.
Do you miss it?
Not really.
Did they give you a piss test?
Nope. No, that's any corporation has that in there.
Right.
So that if they want to fire you, then they have to find cause.
There's no way everybody over at Fox is not snorting and puffing and doing shit.
You get, right? I guess you get a certain level. It's understood you don't get tested.
No, they're all artists. You think all those grips and all the camera people are not smoking weed or doing something on their
It's
off
in
hours?
There in case of like when my friend applied to Google, they basically said, don't come to work high. But if you do, then we have this thing on paper that says you will submit to a drug test. So then they can fire you.
I feel like then they just want to fire me and they'll find something else.
That's how they should have got rid of Bill O'Reilly. You know?
Yeah, taking a drug test.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't. I'm not going to lie to you. I smoked weed on Tuesday.
Yeah, you can touch as many women as you want, but let's not smoke weed.
You haven't been watching the news because you don't.
It's been so nice.
It feels good, right?
So great.
People are complaining about Trump. Who the fuck knows what
he's
doing? I
don't know what's going on at all. In a month of just, I think I've watched like 2 weekend shows.
Right.
In that whole month. And I'm just so much more relaxed and there's nothing annoying on my screen.
What was it like being a producer and you'd obviously write things for the show and then somebody else is carrying off the joke? And they, of course, they can't do it as good as you can. Is that so frustrating?
Well, I write and I still occasionally work with a Trump impersonator, John DiDomenico, who's phenomenal.
Okay.
And he can do it far better than me.
Well,
like the only reason I pitched it was because I can't do a Trump at all. Like I can't even get close to a Trump voice.
What's your favorite Trump jokes?
Before in the election, it was if I don't win, I will make America riot again. And these riots will be so great. They'll make the LA riots look like powder puff football. there was a picture of him in front of his, daughters and his wife, and it was like, look at them. Don't they look like Charlie's Angels? Oh, wait, I forgot. I can't say that anymore. Vietnamese Angels.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, you talk about what do we talk about when me and Tim are together?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, who knows? It's frivolous. So Libby says to Tim, you know, let me know if there's any, what we should talk about during the show.
Oh, as a booker.
Right. Yeah. And Tim wrote, I got out of a messy relationship. I'll talk about it, but I would like to change her name and where she works. And Keith knows the details. And I saw this and I went, how do I tell Tim? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Nice. Good. Because I was just throwing out way too much shit. I figured you just knew stuff and we're going to.
What happened?
It was just bad. It was at Logan. We went to the movies. I bought her ticket. Didn't acknowledge me, really. Like, didn't kiss me when she got there.
Wait, hold on. Wouldn't hold my hand. How long had you been dating already?
Probably about 2 months.
2 months, and how was
and I
it
think,
going?
And I think this, I could be wrong. I think this came up because there was a new story about a guy that went on a date, a Tinder date, and the girl was on her phone the whole time. I don't know if we talked about this on the show, mm-hmm. but was on her phone the whole time and wouldn't give him any attention. I mean, any attention. Like, then left, and then the guy sued for her ticket money.
Oh, that's amazing. I wish I would have thought about that. Yeah.
Okay, wait. So you had been dating for 2 or 3 months. Like, how often were you seeing each other?
I mean, we were talking every single day.
Mm-hmm. Talking meaning text?
No, talking meaning quit staring in my window, Tim. Our date's in 2 months. Logan doesn't come out till June.
Actually, no. The best part of how we got into the relationship, I meet her the first night and we hang out for like 9 hours. It goes great. It's wonderful. I get her number. She agrees to go out with me, but she's going to LA to visit her brother. Mm-hmm. And the like next night I'm in at a bar drinking with my buddy and his name, the names both start with A. So I go to text him. He's showing me all his songs that he had written and performed. So I go to send him one that I did. Mm-hmm. And I send it to her instead. And it was like 6 a.m. So it was like 2 a.m. there, and she was still awake and perfectly sober. And the song that I sent was called, I Want to Eat Your Flesh. She got a text message with my face and the words, I want to eat your flesh.
How'd she react?
She did not talk to me. She did not respond.
Oh, really? How'd you know? So what happened? What was the first response after that?
Yeah, like even that, you don't write right away, like,
Oh, no, she said that, like, oh, yeah, that would have been a perfectly reasonable thing to say, and I would have gotten that. I was just so mortified and ashamed that I had did it.
He put the phone under his bed, and he's like, fuck, I sent something wrong.
Yeah, like, no, I was drunk and then went for the, like, can I delete this? I think there's a chance.
And then that's it, but she was fine with it.
She was not until, like, the next time I saw her, the bartender, she was sitting at the bar. And he had told her what happened and let her listen to the song. Oh,
he waited easily a week for her to know what happened. He just got weird.
You said that, panicked, and then you stopped talking to her?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she went, if I see him again, then we can talk about what this was. But otherwise, I'm just going to ignore it because this is crazy.
You're both nuts. That's a crazy response to that.
Exactly. She dated me.
Both of you. That's, I mean, something happened and you guys went la, 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 and covered your ears, but in text form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're a comic. So you have like 50 excuses.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So a week later you happened.
Anytime, by the way, I tell Tim, I'm like, Tim, that's crazy. He goes, yeah, I'm crazy.
Okay. Like, all right. No, fair. Okay.
I'm
okay.
Left-handed. So
and right-footed.
and neither foot works. Great.
That was the joke from Bitchin' Apartment 23, and I felt bad saying it as if it was my own because it's such a brilliant show, and I didn't make it, you know, look like it's a brilliant show just then, but trust me.
It is. Anyway, it is a fantastic show.
Thank you. So, oh, great. The crazy person is agreeing with me. Okay. So a week later, you run into her?
I walk into the bar as she has headphones in with her and her friend are listening to the song. And then they just start.
You sent her about eating flesh.
They just start because the bartender explained it all, and then they just start making fun of me.
And then you fell in love.
Yeah, of course.
But he's right. He's behind them. Like, you know, what kind of idiot would send this song? And Lenny and Squeaky comes in. Hello. It's like, oh, that's him. And then they go see Logan somehow.
So wait, then you went on like a first date because that first time you
were holding hostage. Yeah, we had a very good relationship after that. But then at the end, this is why I went nuts. If she wouldn't, when we're in the theater, not touching my hand, not.
This is all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. Won't touch my hand, won't do anything. Her phone keeps vibrating because she gets like alerts from ESPN. Movie ends. I'm thinking, this is super weird.
It's a dude sending her those vibrator things that it's in your pants. it's ESPN.
So you watch the whole movie?
No, it legit is ESPN updates on like Penn State.
Right.
It's weird.
So you watch the whole movie uncomfortably? Yep. With, okay, and then what?
And still like the movie, by the way.
Okay.
So
that's
speaks. Then to we go to my friend's leaving the job, a job she works at.
Sure, let's go to another thing together, yeah. Include other people in
we
it.
We go. We're still not talking or touching.
Sure, why anybody bring it up? You're only adults.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to.
How are you trying to? Please, I'll be her and not talk to you and you try to
Can
talk
I be
to
Tim
me.
For a second?
Sure.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Mm. Are we grinding?
No, I'm literally just going, like, I'm trying to bring up any conversation, referring to anything, just doing my normal jokey self. We end up going and sitting next to my friend who's leaving and her boyfriend. And then they are starring in a play. The girl who hadn't touched me looked at me the whole time, buys us two tickets to go see my friend in the play.
Okay. So
and I'm like, okay, everything's fine. She
what
walks,
kind of everything's
she walks
fine
out.
Is that? No.
That's commitment. That's commitment for a week.
You're insane. Okay, continue. Okay, continue.
She walks out of the bar and then texts me. I know you probably had the worst night. But I can't do this anymore. We're done.
Do you think maybe for a second that she's going through something and you might want to ask her a question?
I immediately drunkenly say, okay, one, no, you can't do that. Don't break up with me now. Sleep on it. Decide tomorrow.
And then text it, can I have a hug, please?
Everyone needs a hug.
Oh, my God.
So please, can I have one?
Wait, did he? Are you making that up?
No, I'm making it up. Okay. I think I'm making it up.
But it's not out of my realm.
What? Okay. Did it occur to you that maybe, and I'm not asking, did it occur to you? Did you think about maybe like something was going on with her that she didn't, that she needed some help to
What if three
talk
of her
about?
Parents just died? And they saved everybody.
Well, then I would be really pissed because she got better at it than me.
What do you think something was going on and she wanted to talk about it?
No, I just think she ran away.
The ones that
it's me. It's exactly what I would have done at 25.
Both of you were acting like children.
Right.
Well, yeah, you can't just decide that you've
I'm always a child and always will be.
So is there anything you can do? Like, did you learn from that and wish you did something better or not?
That's a good question.
It wasn't a deep question, but thank you. just came to me. Didn't feel like I'm putting myself out there. Looking back, is there something you wish, even for yourself, that you did in the form of talking?
Yes, I wish that we were both 30. That would have been nice.
And the things that go with it, and I'll just wait till I get older and older.
No, the more what I learned was after the breakup, and then I was being a petty little bitch and like texting constantly of just
you giving
spite,
you giving cards in other bars tills, not for her.
Wait,
but like,
I don't
no, I let like I when I because how what makes me a good writer is I will play a line in my head over and over again until I get the exact right words.
Okay.
When I have a petty grievance, I will also play that sentence over in my head and then just start making a checklist. And then once it goes bad, then I have a checklist and a like dossier and a plan of attack.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure that I'm...
He's a serial killer.
Okay.
I don't know how to be clear, people.
Again, left-handed.
I just want to see how serial killers make their list.
Okay.
During the relationship, you start sort of picking up on what you're going to hate later and writing a list or
No,
after?
But it's like after and then it's little, like just little things. And then I dwell on it and then blow it out of proportion.
Like what? I mean, what you're talking about now is not a little thing that you just got somebody just stopped talking to you and then said, forget it after they bought it. Did you ever get to see the play?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, because she still didn't break up with me, technically.
Are you guys still?
To my face.
Are you still together?
Until the next week. She ignored my text for a whole week. Then I go to the bar to drink and forget about her. And then she's there with her two friends. And her friend invites me over.
What?
Yeah, because her friend apparently didn't know that it was over. And then I made her go outside and break up with me.
Like, how did that work out?
I need closure. Come out.
I can, understand. And she's like, understand.
No, if someone doesn't talk to your face, you have to get them to talk to your face at some point.
No, that's not true, but and I understand goes, why you would want that.
She goes, Tim, I can do it right here. Go fuck off. He's like, nope, we need it loud and then kind of in private. It's raining outside, Tim. Just come outside. Give me what I deserve.
Yeah.
You were, not too long ago, Tim texted me, and he was very upset. I forget why you were upset. Do you remember?
No, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
You punched yourself in the face.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I have a strong right hook, apparently.
Wait, you punched yourself for Keith?
No. He texted me and he said,
I would never
hey.
Do anything for Keith.
Oh, okay.
and he said, hey, come on out. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, I can't. You know, it's too late, whatever. And then he's like, now you probably should be here. You want to come out and see me punch myself in the face?
It was something to do with her.
And I'm like, oh, I can't. Can't come out, but please punch yourself in the face. Whatever you're talking about. Punch your dick, punch your face, whatever.
Boy, you really know who to reach out to.
And he really did. He's like, oh, okay. And then I think he did it. I don't know if he did it once or twice.
No, it was just once.
They had to throw you out, right?
They politely asked me to leave, but I was on my way.
I'm leaving anyway. Fuck you. How often do you punch yourself in the face?
This is why Keith thinks I care so much.
First time I punch myself in the face.
Because other people are like, hey, I need your help. I just want to talk and I come. And Tim's right. Like, I'm going to punch myself. And go punch yourself. What's the big deal? I don't run until you say I'm stabbing myself in the neck right now.
Well, if he had come out, he wouldn't have remembered any of the conversation anyway, so it wouldn't be fine.
Well, I said, let's go to this chick's house, her apartment. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay, I don't know if we should, but okay. And I'm like, no, I'm just joking. We should not.
Should we be worried?
No, I was in character for that too.
No, you know character is real life.
You're
not in a play.
Occasionally. No, in the text.
But even if you're joking later.
Why would I make it?
You punch yourself in the face, so that was true.
Yeah, because that was a low point. That's what I'm making a joke about, was that I was that dumb at one moment in time.
Oh, okay. How's it going since?
Good.
What kind of help did you find?
Stand up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what, no, like after I went through and got all crazy, I got back into stand up. I'd also just lost my job and
I've lost
everything
jobs,
was going. Was your salaried with health insurance?
I did get money in health insurance.
Well, then you should have punched yourself in the face. What is wrong with you?
Were you ready for something like that? Like, did you have a savings? Did you have a plan? I'm not saying
that. No, not fully, but like that's through stand up, I got to start writing jokes and working through all my issues. And then now I'm in a much better place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you feel like you don't need any extra outside of telling jokes because you're working it out?
Not necessarily no extra.
Mm. That's right, buddy. I got your back.
But not an old guy that forces me to play chess, which was all. All my therapy stuff, I outdo them
in
their ways. And I'm like, all right, here, let's just go through. This is exactly the clinical definition in the DSM-4 of what I probably have.
Oh, somebody's trying to help you and you have to outsmart them.
Yeah.
Why? Can anybody teach you something? You know what I mean? Or
no.
All right,
they can't, but I have to be tricked into learning it.
Right.
If you just tell me that you're going to teach me, then I'm like, no, come on.
When's the last time you cried?
Ooh, probably yesterday at some stupid TV show.
So things are wrong, right? If you're crying often.
Yeah, I mean, I have feelings, Keith.
But all the time, you know
this
what
is
mean?
2017. Men are allowed to cry.
Okay. All right.
You reached out to the guy who, when you have feelings, he goes, but all the time.
But is your pillow wet right now?
Oh my God.
I don't know. Is the prostitute I've paid to be on it all day still there?
All right, let me mention this. This is good timing, it seems like. Policy Genius. I'm talking about life insurance. If you don't have it, why not? I know why not. It seems expensive. It seems like a hassle. Well, what am I doing here? I'm not fucking with you. It's not a hassle and it's not expensive. I'm getting angry. Listen, PolicyGenius.com. It's the best online life insurance marketplace, period. The most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. I feel stupid having to say that. I'm going to talk to my dear listeners. I have B and C rated. No, this is top A-rated. God damn it. Police Genius has placed over $5 billion. Yes, Policy Genius. $5 billion in life insurance for people like you. I don't judge. Just like you. A very simple user. What am I going to do? Tell you about something with a hard user interface? It's simple. But it talks about something complex, right? Life insurance. Nah, don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. You're not listening. Pet insurance. Come on. Name something. I dare you. Go. Here's what you do. Because you think, what is he even selling me? A car? No. Life insurance made easy. Go to Policy Genius. You'll see what I'm talking about. What am I doing? Sending you to a porn site? Obviously, you're going to see what I'm talking about. Go there. PolicyGenius.com. Go there today. Save over 40% off other prices for life insurance. Because when life insurers compete for your business, you know the saying, you save money. That's PolicyGenius, PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle, and they won't yell at you like I am. It's life insurance made easy. Free quotes. Like I said, zero hassle. Peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. And then do me a favor. Email me and tell me I'm a liar. Bullshit. All right. I don't know. People, it's like, what am I even doing? 12 years I'm doing this. You're not just going to trust me. I tell you to go to a website.
Are you all right, Keith?
Yeah, just, I'm telling you how to be secure and, you know, in your lover's life, in your partner's.
Are you having a feeling right now, Keith?
I think.
Is this an emotion creeping up?
Yo, fuck you, Tam. You don't even say that. I do not have it. All right, now.
Oh, my God.
Do you need to seek outside help?
You know what's funny is comedians have such a hard time laughing, and Tim is just sitting there like, mm-hmm. And then, but at that point, I'm howling with laughter. I'm like right in the back laughing. I just like the look on your face. Tim's like, wow, Hamda really thinks Keith is funny. It's just that. she finds this amusing.
He's from the Jesse Joyce school where I'll make him laugh, and then Jesse will be like, wow, Kemda, you're really enjoying that. It's like, Jesse, I'm obviously halfway through. I'm not even done yet. Can you go with it for a second?
Keith, I really think throughout the 12 years that we've been doing this, people can put together a top 10 when people were disgusted that I laughed at
yes.
your thing.
Yeah.
Like, wow, Kemda's really into it. The wow, Kemda's really into it yeah. list.
If we caught Tim,
I'm not saying that I haven't done that. That was not the reason for that time. I can't say because I follow the rules.
All right, okay. Don't comment during the commercials. I get it. Very good. I'm just here laughing like an idiot. Ruining everything. People aren't going to think it's serious. All right. Now I got to redo it.
I'm not going to do extra work.
Can somebody give me a tape? Policy Genius. When you do things, things happen. Okay. I look at Tim Diamond's Twitter account. I love this Twitter because it's like a diary. People write stuff, but then they don't know they did it.
Yeah.
Tim writes. What I do. Here's some things Tim wrote recently. Skeletor gave me an unrealistic body image. Bag of bones like me can never have muscles. So true.
It was.
As a kid, I hated shots. Now they're an essential part of my nightly routine. You're obviously a drunk now. I almost swiped right on an Asian. Hashtag first world problem. So you're racist still. Okay.
Yeah, that was a character.
You were in character.
I meant to put it in quotes.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you're the girl stalking me on Twitter.
How did you not get shit for that last one?
Yeah, swiping right on the nation. Yeah, anybody say weird something, you go, character, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did nobody complain?
Also, no one follows me.
Okay, good. If you're the girl stalking me on Twitter, that was an amazing night. We should do it again soon.
That was an actual date.
What happened?
Accordion player. Fantastic. Broke up with, she was the redhead at the show.
Oh, well, she was at the bar.
Yeah, and she went, I didn't know you were a cigarette smoker. After two dates. And didn't realize that I left four times to go smoke cigarettes.
I thought you had a weak bladder. And nope. You pee outside.
Well, I am a dog.
Are you still hanging out with this one?
Doesn't sound good.
No, we had a very, very nice cordial. Because I'm like, okay, no, there's some family thing. Right. And no, because it's a deal breaker. She said it's kind of a deal breaker. So even best case scenario.
Cigarette smoking is a deal breaker. Okay.
Is that where we're at?
Cigarette smoking. If that's best case scenario, we fall for each other. I try to give up smoking.
Yeah.
There's still going to be 3 months of just me, or 1 month of me angry because I don't have nicotine.
And meanwhile, deep down, you know that could have been the one.
No. This was a very nice, I didn't plan out our wedding.
Let me ask you this. I remember
she was 30.
So I remember I remember that lady.
Never did more than just a nice little kiss. Young girls yell at you for not sleeping with them on the first date. It's weird.
And that's the state of things.
No. State of things with every young girl I've dated.
How do they yell at you? What does that look like?
Text messages drunkenly.
Like what?
Of why aren't you over here?
This is how people yell at you. Why aren't you over here? Do you know that that might be a different form of talking?
Do you know that I'm incapable of actually yelling? Because my vocal cords never learned how to.
I don't think they were yelling.
I don't remember all the texts.
Am I yelling right now?
There's a tone.
I mean, you are using your outside voice.
So, hey.
So when you guys are scared, we're yelling.
Right.
I see. No. Oh, it's cool.
So I'm at this Nadonia show. She's there. She's at the bar. What I liked about that
is that he always incorporates his actual daily, weekly life with the people he may or may not want to see ever again after one or two dates, because that's his...
It's his art.
Yeah.
I love that. No, I love that. Never mind the person is literally 2 feet away.
Okay.
I love that it's a small venue and you can see everything that everybody's doing. And she brought at least one friend of hers, right?
Nope.
No friends of hers?
No friends of hers.
Oh, dudes were talking to her. But anyway, okay. So...
Keith's like, really? Everyone looked so friendly. It looked like she had 12 friends. Whole bar was friendly with her.
Not her brother, and something was wrong with her stockings. Anyway.
It seemed like everyone was best friends but you with her. That's odd.
Also, it just maybe people are just talking to her. But I was going to ask, like, did you get angry at the guys around her that were fucking yapping?
My gay friend, Maddie?
Was
no,
it?
I was not. I was not worried.
Oh, was it just him?
Yeah.
I just remember somebody looked like knew that girl you're talking about and just was like, bah, 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 and then turning his back. To Tim or whoever was, you know, on stage, on the floor, whatever.
Oh, so you would think the person who came to see you would be with a friend who respected the
yes,
room.
Yes, but yeah, but apparently it's just his gay friend. Can you do an impression of him?
Oh my God, sweetie, no, seriously. What, you play the accordion? That's awesome. That's what she was, an accordion player.
Better be what he sounds like.
No, it's exactly what he sounds like. He does it back at me and then yells at me.
Are you yelling right now?
No, okay. But I do overuse the term yell.
Yes.
I will admit that.
I'm learning that. Tim's going to leave here learning something.
You can teach me something. I can learn.
I'm sure you'll forget as soon as you stop looking at me.
Did she play accordion for you?
No. No, she didn't.
In the two dates they had? Ew.
He's a big Weird Al fan. I figured he'd bring it up.
Ew.
No, she did.
Me and Tim found regular songs first from Weird Al.
Can I tell you, if you're a musician, no direct eye contact, let me play you a song in private for like how many dates? Anyone? 10? 100? Never?
Okay, but accordion is not a guitar. You know?
I don't give a shit.
It's something goofy, so play it. If I played the xylophone, I'd do that for you on a first date. I'm being a dude.
I'd agree with you on that.
Yes.
But
a dude, you know a dude.
But the in private part. If you're a musician and you perform regularly.
Sure, I'll come to your show.
Yeah.
I don't need a private eye contact show where I have to respond to, no, I'll light a lighter in your front row, but oh my God.
No, but I think you need to, like, why I had her at the show is if you're going to date me, you have to know that I do stand up.
Sure.
You have to see it.
No, you don't have to see it, but you have to acknowledge.
Well, she's going to have to meet your baby eventually. The second date is perfect.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to meet the baby, so.
Tim goes, I do stand-up. And she goes, okay. And he goes, no, say it. Say what I do. Like, stand-up? Close enough. I'll see you in 4 years when we're married car.
It's cute that you think I would have the confidence to order someone around.
You ever order food for a lady?
Also, before she even brought up the smoking, she said, I loved the joke about me. That was her number one comment.
What was the joke about her?
I hate this bitch 2 feet from me.
No,
he doesn't mind. He tells it like it is.
No, she wore stockings on our date, and I didn't know that that was a thing that people who dated me could wear.
Okay.
He was saying how hot it was.
Anytime someone who agrees to go on a date with me, I just expect Zumbas and hoodies.
But it is funny, like he's, because, and he's, you know, he's in this room. Mm-hmm. He's really doing it like he's on stage.
No,
and meanwhile, you are. And meanwhile, the woman is 2 feet to his left. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The whole dynamic is great. That's why I love that show so much. Like, whatever you're talking about, it's going to end up weird for you personally. And they're not together now.
You know what, Keith? Oh,
it
my
did
God.
Not end up weird at all.
No, we ended up great.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
You're best friends.
Yeah.
We are. We hang out.
Yeah.
We've done karaoke.
You and Keith hang out, too.
Wait, that's not friendship? Okay, you're going to have to teach me something.
If he's there to 6 a.m., it's friendship. I'm with you, Tim.
What is friend?
Keith, you know how you think it's funny that people watch things ironically because they still buy the ticket and right. go to the thing
Britney
and whatever.
Britney Spears is $100 whether you're watching it normal or ironically.
Now, I get that, you know, something like Snowdonia is free, but right. you like the crash aspect of it.
Yes.
That, I just found it. That's why people go to see ironic movies ironically. You sometimes like, I mean, not that he's coming to your show.
Yeah, no. Please continue to just bash and shit all over my amazing comedy show every Monday night, 9 o'clock. Snowdonia. I do new 10 minutes every week.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah. Holy shit. Well, I'm just saying for Keith, it's like, it's going to be good whether it's good or bad. And that's
mostly.
How I think. Yeah, so that's how I think people watch like Lindsay Lohan movies.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, we love that 100 for 30 thing we do where a comedian's in here doing stand-up for two people. This is like, you know, he can't do it in front of two people, but he can do it in front of 10. And I'm like, this is fucking great. And then
he can't do it in front of a person who doesn't have confidence in him and can't just say he's good at what he does. He has to say, no, it's great because you're making everyone uncomfortable.
I started this show saying that Tim is fucking fantastic.
No, but that was like 40 minutes ago.
I tell you what, though, and this might seem very weird to say, but he wouldn't go to a show hoping that it's terrible, especially when his buddy's in it.
Right.
And he does speak about you like you're a great fan. No, not now that I'm saying nice things. You got to shut me down. No.
Thank you very much.
All right. Very good. We learned another thing.
We did.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at the...
We're almost in fourth grade.
When I said Tim was on in 2011, I'm looking at show notes for that show. And speaking of Keith and the Girl TV, where you can see those 100 for 30s, speaking of Jesse Joyce, there's also, we put up the video of me and Kyle beating up a broken computer.
Oh, you mean shitting in it, literally?
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right.
I was just thinking mm-hmm. we jumped off a ladder and elbow dropped it. But yeah, we did a final.
All right.
You're seeing a pattern, Tim.
Paging Dr. Freud.
Yeah, you literally like threw down the stairs. I remember, okay, so I left the house for a little bit.
True.
And I came back. I forgot something or I had to pick up something. And I was with people. I don't remember who. I walked in. And they must have just either shat in the computer or were about to, but I didn't know that. But I was like, something's happening in this room that they don't want me to ask about. And I just fucking left. I was like, goodbye. This is disgusting. You're disgusting.
Yeah. I may be in fourth grade, but he's still at the anal stage.
Yes. Well, we didn't last that much longer. You know what? I don't care. Shit in a computer. There are worse things.
I think, like, she walked in and was like, I'm not asking. Not even asking. And just, like, grabbed whatever, turned around. I didn't know if she collected whatever she came back for.
Well, what was funny is he just recorded all the bullshit he did because he needed everyone to know about it. So I was like, well, I'll find out later.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
I'll ask our interns. Great.
Speaking of weed, we were doing those edibles during the Keith and the Girl movie night.
That was glorious that your wife allegedly brought.
But I don't know what's what. So I asked the internet. Like, so it seems like the regular thing is one gummy, whatever, is 10 milligrams.
Okay.
And so I asked the internet, let's say Michael Carino taught us as kids that cunt is bitch times five. Then what's a 10 megagram THC edible compared to a couple of puffs? And everybody's telling me like 100 milligrams is three puffs. Like, are people want me dead?
Yeah, that seems like a lot, but I don't know any of the
measurements. If I ate 17 gummy bears, that would be
0.3
100.
Is onset dose.
0.3 is what?
0.3 grams.
Is what?
Onset, like for where it will take effect.
Okay, so 10's a lot.
What's 10 would be a pretty strong dose.
Okay. Because I was definitely feeling it. I don't want people are like, you start at 100, see where to go. I'm like, you're fucking with me.
You know how much he felt that this was the most glorious day, okay? It was so good. We were all like giggly laughing. We were watching a movie. We recorded it for everyone's pleasure. And then afterwards, I've never seen Hubby Face and Keith vibe so hard. Keith was saying things and we were like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then he would finish like some, you know, I say rant for lack of a better word, but he was like speaking for a while and he goes, I don't know, were you guys following that? And we were like, yeah, we're right there. And so finally you guys were speaking the same language. It was all going like you understood, he understood. Weed is great.
See, this is why Hennessy's a big advocate to weed. He can relate to people more.
Well, also, if you were saying 10 is in, the conversion might have been off. You might have needed three of those to get a
point, like 3 point.
Point three. Point three, I believe, is. Okay. That's been so long since I.
Who knows? I'm going to take them all and see what happens. By the way, Libby's writing in and saying, don't know if it matters, but Tim was on in 2013 last, not 2011. So she's still pining for you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for
Told
you.
Told you.
Yeah. You're right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. sorry, that was just a little throw up in my mouth.
Please. She's implying you misrepresented my ex, is what she's kind of saying. And I apologize for that.
You misrepresented?
She's saying I did. I said,
not me.
You were here at 2011, but it was 2013.
Wow.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I remember you.
Also, Libby, if you have any problems that you need my help with, I am very good.
Are you current now that she's sober? Are you? Do you think like, man, what's she like now?
No, mission accomplished. I will probably ruin her if it was actually.
Okay.
Who? We drank till 6 a.m. Why would a sober person want to hang out with us?
I remember Tim being here for one of the marathons. And Danny,
I think that was 2013.
Maybe it's 2013. Yeah. And Danny doesn't know how to pour a drink, so he gave a full glass of vodka and then like the tiniest thing of orange juice. Next thing you know, Tim's out in the back. He's vomiting. And then I see Tim and he's like, your boy fucked me up and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you didn't know that tasted fucking horrible?
No, I did not.
Do you not taste booze? Do you not taste food?
No, he's an alcoholic and they always blame somebody else.
No, I didn't drink. I didn't drink any liquor at that time.
By the way, Libby is writing, you didn't drink any liquor. Oh my God. Libby from None of Your Business Alley is writing in, who's in charge of HR these days?
It keeps changing and sometimes we don't fill out the form.
So what you're saying is because you didn't usually drink liquor, you usually drank the alcohol, beer.
I only
version.
Drank beer, yeah. No, but what happened with that is my nervous habit is just to drink anything, like whether it's water. On the show, like I will drink. So he puts it down and I just poured. I went through two of them in an hour.
16 ounces each.
Went outside, smoked one cigarette and then just fell. Just couldn't stand and then just puked a vomit outline of my body.
And then laid in it, right?
To save police the trouble.
And then you laid in it, right? You were sleeping
outside. No, I was already laying. I then created this, rather than like snow angel it in.
Ew!
I already sat down. And then just puked on my side and went, you're going to freeze to death and die, and that's fine. While I sat 3 feet away from you guys.
And our buddy Tech Andrew is working on, by the way, this last marathon, so we'll have that to you soon. But he was doing the sound for it that day. And you know, he means well, but he's a yapper and he'll get to know all the neighbors and everything. So the next day he's talking to like every neighbor, like, hey, sorry about the vomit and blah 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 blah. It's like, shut the fuck up. I told the super about the vomit and everything should be cool now. It's like, what? Put a tarp over Tim and shut the fuck up.
Well, here's what in Canada, when you tell your super that somebody threw up, he's like, oh, all right, I'll get it. Over here, it's like they blame you and everything's terrible. Oh
my God. I'm like, sorry.
Well, he took a picture to document because no one knew it was me. Like, not even a single one of your guests went out for a cigarette, which is amazing.
That's the real reason you quit. Oh, no, there's just, you got to quit smoking, right? That's the demon one.
Yeah, that must be the problem.
I'm just saying, nobody went out to find you. Nobody's smoking anymore.
Nah, it sounds like he's looking at everything about his life that could be changed and made better.
What is your biggest problem, Tim?
Motivation.
Okay.
Always has been, always will.
All right, there you go. All right. Did you feel like
being... Are we going around the room? Wow.
Yeah, no.
How you much? Know what your biggest problem is?
Yeah.
That's good.
See? I analyze things.
Please don't yell at me about it. I already told you, and that's it. Tim Diamond's Twitter account. And remember, if it's racist, it's a character.
Yeah.
You go to at Tim Diamond.
The character is Keith Malley.
D-I-M-O-N-D. No A in Diamond. He saves you the time. His weekly comedy show. I'm telling you about it. Told you about it before. Comedy Night at Snowdonia. It's here in Astoria every Monday night at 9 p.m.
So, and it's 10 minutes of new material, which means you have to talk about your personal life.
Yeah, if he's dating somebody new, you're going to hear about it right there.
And yeah, what's he going to talk about? The chicken.
And I'm
going
to run into a problem because it is a really tall task I've put on myself.
Well, so many people are yelling at you.
But I'm at least going to a 5-day. But it's all, so far I've done it 2 weeks in a row, brand new 10 each time.
Wait a minute.
So I got it
2 weeks in a row.
Like, so when I just started producing the show with Kate Weinberg. It's okay, fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
Okay. He's got a task ahead of him.
It's no hour a day of creation of enjoyable material.
I think that's really cool. I think people should go to see a new 10 minutes every week because that's a challenge. And you have to find what's the funniest about your week, which means it's going to be the most fucked up.
Right.
So that's the best.
And Kate, of course, was just on the show at the end of last week when we talked about the Billy Bush Trump tape. So
she was fun.
That's, you know her. All right. Now that's it. Tim, are you in love with Kate Weinberg? Yes or no?
I am not in love with Kate Weinberg. All right. She is a fantastic co-producer, though.
Okay. Because she wrote in and asked that.
Did she?
Yeah. Do you think he blew it?
No, because I knew that if I was in love with my co-producer, then I might have to write a book about it and then just lie about it for a year.
All right, Tim. Thanks. Good to see you. KeithandTheGirl.com.